Hello there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard at the Diamond K, about to spin another yarn of the Old West. And that was Tarzan, poking his head in the tack room to say hello. You know, folks, it seems I'm always being asked how it is that there's so much gold buried around everywhere. It just doesn't seem to them that there's that much to bury. One thing you've got to remember, buckaroos, and that is that times are very different from what they used to be. We've got banks and safe places to keep our money now, for those who have any of it to keep. But back in the old days, that is way back, there were no such things. Why, time was when a cow and a calf were legal tender for $10, and folks didn't have to use money then as they do now either. It was more of a barter system. Of course, the big range owners needed money for buying cattle and things, but they never liked having any more around than they needed, for carting around all that gold and silver was a heavy proposition sometimes. Why, $1,000 in silver weighed 62.5 pounds. You can see, buckaroos, why the invention of the check saved people a lot of round shoulders and baggy pants. That's why in the old days, those who had the money got in the habit of burying it, so it would be safe. As long as they were the only ones that knew where it was safe. And in a sense, just like being in the bank. A private bank of their own. Now, of course, losing the combination of a safe is bad enough, but losing track of where you buried your money is worse. And that's what my story is about. I'll tell you more in just a moment.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure. Stories of circus life. Fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades. Colorful legends of the red man. Hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, while Ken's getting ready to spin his newest Wild West yarn, here's something to think about, buckaroos. Do you know what every cowboy's favorite pastime is? Well, after the chores are done, whether it's watering the horses or pitching hay or rounding up the cattle, the boys just kind of drift together to chat a bit. And the first thing you know, one of them is telling a story. Cowboys just love a good story, and that's why we think you'll get a big kick out of having a set of real Western stories to hear any time you have your chores done. I'm talking about the exciting record album of Ken Maynard Wild West Stories. It's a beautiful album, all in color, with two of Ken's favorite stories inside on two big 8-inch unbreakable records, with pictures of Ken and Tarzan right on the records. And best of all, these records are personalized. They're made just for you and with a personal message from Ken to you right on the record. Why, when you put the needle down on the record, you'll hear Ken say,
"Hello there, Tom. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, Ken will call you by name, whatever your name is. And he'll tell you two complete exciting stories. Why, you'll be the talk of the neighborhood, buckaroos. And do you know how you can get this Diamond K record album? Just send your name and address with a dollar to Records in care of this station. Now, these records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of record player that everybody's been using for years. And say, you'll play your records over and over again. So send right away. Now, here's Ken.
Down in South Texas was an old codger by the name of Talbert. He was as stingy as they come, if we're to believe all they say about him. They used to say if old Talbert was out on the range starving and was to run across a stray, he'd brand the maverick instead of cutting it up for a beefsteak. And he was just as tough on his ranch hands as he was on himself. Folks could always tell Talbert men. They were so thin. Now, sugar and molasses were mighty cheap in those days, but old Talbert never bought any. He used to feed himself and his men on the slimmest pickings you ever heard of. And he used to say he'd fire any cook who didn't harden up the bread before feeding it to the boys so they wouldn't eat so much. Why, there are more broken teeth among Talbert's men than... Well, that's another way you could tell them. By their missing molars, that is. Being stingy, I suppose, is one way of saving money. But it's sure not much fun, huh, Tarzan? And it's a funny thing. These fellows who spend all their lives making and saving money generally leave it to someone else to have a good time with. Well, Talbert made money all right. How much, no one rightly knew. But when he died, there wasn't a cent to be found. Folks knew the money had to be somewhere, because if it had been stolen, old Talbert would have worked his way out of his grave to take after the guilty critter and get his money back. Talbert was that kind of a man. But the general feeling was that he had buried it somewhere. You remember me telling you about there not being any banks available in those days? One of the most popular places to bury money was in post holes. They were easy to get at, and there was always a natural marker there to tell you where the gold was. That is, if you can remember the right pose hole. I can remember hearing about one fellow who did just that. Buried his money one night and then couldn't remember which post he buried it under. He dug up every large post on the range, and of course he found the money under the last one. And with all those posts dug up, and the money he'd recovered not being enough to replace them, he just went out of the cattle business. But I'll get on with the story of old Talbert in just a minute. First, I want you to hear a word about something I've become mightily interested in. Well, folks, you'll just have to excuse me from my story for a minute, because I want to sit back and get comfortable and tell you about another favorite subject of mine. Speaking of comfort, you know, if a man doesn't feel comfortable, he just can't do his best at work or play. And just for your information, I feel my best when I'm dressed comfortably. And you know, my favorite outfit, whether I'm working or just loafing around, is my K-shirt and a pair of jeans. And you'd be surprised how many buckaroos are agreeing with me. Kids all across the country are riding in asking me for a K-shirt like mine. I've told you about it before. It's a comfortable cotton shirt made like a T-shirt in the color of desert sand, with my own Diamond K brand in bright red on the front and Tarzan and me looking right at you. If you want to join fellows and girls that are wearing my own private K-shirt, all you got to do is send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear, sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose a $1 bill for the fellow that makes them. Pretty fancy shirt for just a dollar. You'll get a lot of wear out of your K-shirt, too, because it's fine quality cotton and the blazing colors are put on by a special hand screening process. So send today. Be sure to send your name and address and your size to K-shirt in care of this station, and slip in that $1 bill. Your shirt will be sent postage prepaid from Hollywood. Now back to the story. You remember me telling you about that old skinflint Talbert dying and neglecting a very important item, telling where his fortune was buried? Well, the next fellow to get hold of the ranch was a man named Barry. He was an easy-going fellow, just the opposite of Talbert. He fed his men well and liked to laugh and joke with him. And folks used to say that the Barry men were as fat as Talbert's were lean. Well, Barry didn't get out of the range much himself. He liked to hang around the ranch house, giving orders and supervising small jobs. He had a bunch of Mexicans working for him, and used to keep them mighty busy. He set one of them to replacing all the old posts near the ranch house. Well, it was a hot day, and a mighty hot one, when the Mexicans started the job. Now, post hole digging is no easy pickings. The ground around the ranch gets pounded down pretty hard. And most of the time, that Mexican was slaving away with a crowbar, breaking up the hard dirt and loosening up the rocks. As I said, it was a hot day, and the sweat was just pouring down his leathery old face, and the work was slowing up considerable. First post hole wasn't so bad, but the second one almost killed him. And when he started the third, he really began to think of siesta time, which incidentally wasn't too far off. Maybe that gave him a little extra strength because he replunged that crowbar down into the ground with a mighty thrust, but it bounced right back and almost made him look like one of Talbert's hired hands, with a broken tooth, that is. Well, that crowbar was pretty hefty. When it did the same thing again, he was through for the day. Boss man Barry happened by just about that time, and when the Mexican explained what had happened, he didn't seem to mind too much. Told the Mexican he'd quit the job if he liked, and sent him out rounding up the remuda, the horses, that is. Now, it seemed very strange to the Mexicans, seeing that they just got through rounding up the horses, had picked out the ones they wanted, and set the others loose again. But Barry hustled him off anyway, and then the boss man waited until all the others hanging around the ranch house were deep in their respective siestas. Then Barry slipped off his spurs, which was a rather strange thing to do. They made a right cheery sound, and then he went back to the third post hole. Instead of working on the hole itself, he began to dig around it, making the hole much bigger than you'd ever need for a post. And when he got down about the depth of the crowbar, he struck something that didn't seem to surprise him, but it surely made him smile. Then he started to dig with his hands, and the first thing he came up with was a stack of gold pieces, 18 high, held together by something that had mostly rusted away. But after that, he ran into spongy dirt and gave up when he didn't find any more gold. Of course, he was happy to get the money, but it certainly didn't pay him for all the work he'd done. You remember it was a hot day. Well, Barry had plenty to say about old Talbert as he went back to the ranch house, because, as you've guessed, Barry thought he was going to find all the money old Talbert was supposed to have buried somewhere. Well, for days, Barry was in a bad temper, and everybody gave him a wide berth. They didn't know what had happened down at that post hole. Now, buckaroos, when Barry was more like himself again and got to thinking about it, the more important those 18 pieces of gold became. Especially, their being rusted together like that. It wasn't like anybody to bury money that way. Sure, it might be in a sack or a pot or a box, but not the way he found it. And then he began puzzling about the spongy dirt that had stopped him, and right then and there he decided to have another look. Of course, by that time, the Mexican had the hole all filled in again, and Barry had to start from scratch. When he got down to that spongy soil again, he kept going, and this time it paid off. For his spade ran into the most delightful jingle an old treasure hunter would ever want to hear. You see, buckaroos, the combined diggings of the Mexican and Barry had caused the original chest that Talbert had buried to break away from the place it was wedged and to sink out of sight in the spongy soil, leaving those 18 pieces behind as a sort of a teaser. The chest itself had mostly rusted away, and that's what held those 18 coins together. Well, Barry banked the $75,000 he found. Yes, he put it in a much safer place, maybe, than where he found it. But you can feel certain that he was happy they didn't have places like safes in the early days. Otherwise, he never would have had the legal right to break into Talbert's bank.
Gosh, Ken, that was really an exciting story. And you know, when you finish a story, I just keep wishing there was more, because I really go for a good Western story, especially one about buried gold. And I'll bet you young buckaroos listening feel a lot like I do. You never get enough of hearing good stories. And that's why I think if you haven't already ordered your Diamond K record album of exciting Ken Maynard stories, you're losing time. You could be enjoying them. You know, this beautiful colored album contains two stories. Two complete, big, 8-inch, pure, vinylite, absolutely unbreakable records of regular 78 RPM standard speed. And don't forget, these records are made just for you with a personal message from Ken Maynard, Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Why, just wait till you hear Ken call you by name. He'll say,
"Hello, Harry, this is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, sir, Ken will call you by name no matter what your name is, right on the record. They're personalized just for you. Why, it's the biggest value I know of for just a dollar. Two records in an album, two complete Wild West stories, pictures of Ken and Tarzan inside and out for just a dollar. Simply send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this station. Your album will be mailed, postage prepaid, right from Hollywood. But be sure your name is in the letter so Ken can say hello to you. Now, don't wait any longer to get in on all this fun. Now, here's Ken to tell you about his next exciting story.
Well, buckaroos, I guess it's time for Tarzan and I to be moseying along. Ready to go, Tarzan? Okay, boy. Say so long to the folks. And that goes for me, too. So we'll be looking for all of you again right soon. We'll have no difficulty recognizing you in your K-shirt. That right, Tarzan? And I'm not fooling, buckaroos. Every time Tarzan sees one of them K-shirts, he just goes right up and gives it a friendly nibble. This is Ken Maynard closing up the tack room at the Diamond K for today. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard in the nationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.